This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
It's kind of nice. I like the setup over there with respect to media with the Texans, because you get the press conferences during the season with D'Amico Ryans and with Nick Caserio. Well, Nick Caserio doesn't do press conferences, but he does a weekly hit with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. But specific to D'Amico especially, but then yesterday with Nick Caley, I thought the media did a fine job. They asked all the questions that we were asking for yesterday, Seth, so they did a good job. And I thought Nick Caley was really good, gave good answers, didn't ramble, was excellent. But then John Harris, yeah, so this is me critiquing.
Sounds like
his,
a shot at me.
No, definitely not a shot at you. No, it's a shot
didn't
at...
Didn't ramble.
No. It's a shot at people. It could be more interpreted as a shot at Bobby Slowik than anybody else. Like, Bobby...
Bobby would give long answers.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it because I think he's a bright guy, you know, and you kind of talk about the philosophy of football a lot and everything, but at the end, you started to hate it over time. Well, I don't want to hear any more of this philosophy of football.
But in putting a show together, we know that like answers that are a nice 30 to 40 second bite-sized chunks are best for radio, and
yeah.
Nick Caley did a great job of that. So no, definitely not a shot at you. I do like that Nick Caley, Nick Caserio, and D'Amico Ryans go do their hits with John and Mark, which is in a little bit more of a relaxed atmosphere. And mm-hmm. I think you get a little more insight than you do in a normal press conference type atmosphere. There were a couple things that Nick Caley said with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer yesterday that did not come up as full force in the press conference as I would have liked. This one right here is one where I'm like, ooh, man, does this have the Texans reevaluating one of their position groups? Nick Caley, former tight ends coach, talks about where the run game starts from a physicality standpoint.
I've told the guys for a long time, you know, that, and it's selfish probably when you're coaching the position, but that's the straw that stirs the drink. Show me a really physical run game, and I'll show you really physical tight ends. And you know, I think it starts an extension of the offensive line to control the line of scrimmage. When you can affect the game in the passing game, and you can get mismatches on safeties, backers, etc., you can extend guys, you can get open and catch the ball with size and stature as well. Very important. That position is very important to me. And, again, I'm, you know, maybe a little bit biased, but I believe that with everything in my being.
We spend all this time talking about the offensive line, and you're good about this. Like, when we bring up the offensive line, you're quick to not let the tight ends off the hook when it comes to talking about blocking, protection, yeah, run game especially. For all the talk of Laremy Tunsil and, you know, Titus Howard at guard and, you know, this and that, this guy, that guy, are they physical enough? I don't think there's a physicality issue necessarily with the offensive line. I mean, they could play more physical. I think there's a attention to detail issue for sure. And there's certainly a why are you stopping in the middle of a play issue with the offensive line. You know, there's that.
Why are you a spectator all of a sudden?
Yes. The one guy who may have to undergo the biggest transformation in all of this might be Dalton Schultz if he's going to be a significant part of this team. He does lack physicality. And seemingly, like last year, whereas the year before, he did seem at least to be a willing blocker. I don't know what happened this past season, but Dalton Schultz was a disaster a lot of the time.
Even when it came to simple things like, you know, chip it, throwing an elbow into a defensive end's ribs before you go
just
out on the a route.
He
might as well have been swim moving him to get out onto his route. That was really upsetting, and it grew increasingly upsetting. I think that maybe they can get more out of Dalton Schultz, but at the end of the day, Dalton Schultz is not George Kittle. Athletically, temperament, everything else with that, he isn't that guy. I think what you got to hope for is that Brevin Jordan and Cade Stover can really learn from everything that Nick Caley can bring to the offense, and you get the most out of them. And I think Dalton Schultz will still be a nice receiving threat, or I should say option. He's a nice option as a wide receiver, or as a receiver.
As a pass catcher, yeah.
But I don't – look, Caley coached Rob Gronkowski for 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, Gronkowski – or for 4 years, I think. Gronkowski, he already had three All-Pro – or two All-Pro seasons. It's not like Caley's ever going to claim credit for Rob Gronkowski or anything. But that's – that's in his mind, like, yeah, it's a lot easier when you got a tight end that can block like that. I still get annoyed with people who try to compare Travis Kelce to Rob Gronkowski because it's not even close on the run side of things or the bind that it puts defenses in terms of personnel when Rob Gronkowski is on the line of scrimmage. So I don't think Nick Haley's going to fool himself into thinking that any of these guys are the next Rob Gronkowski, but he very much cares and understands about how much that helps out the offense, having a tight end who loves blocking and is good at it.
Can you see a scenario where Cade Stover is getting the most snaps out of this tight end group in 2025?
Yeah, depending. But I think it'd end up being a game plan by game, a game by game thing. I think there's going to be times where you can't deny that Dalton Schultz is capable as a receiver and that he's going to be more heavily featured. In some of those games where they decide that they're going to be more run heavy, or it's going to be a different type of game, that you might see Cade Stover used more.
Yep. I just heard that cut yesterday. I'm like, oh man, that feels like it was a wake-up call for Dalton Schultz. I don't know if it was intended that way, but if I were Dalton Schultz and I'm hearing the new OC talk about where he feels the genesis of the physicality in the run game comes from, unless Dalton Schultz thinks he's physical right now, you know, he watches.
He'll be physical. It's that, all right, I want to see him be physical versus defensive ends. Not that you're going to, usually the tight end's going to lose that matchup, you know. In pass protection, it's a matter of losing slowly or getting your butt kicked slowly as much as possible. In the run game, you can get after it a little bit more. And I would just like to see that. I'd like to see those guys in the run game be more of a presence. And they did at times this year. It's just got to be more consistent.
Texter, sounds like Schultz may be out of here. Maybe. I don't know that the contract is real conducive to that right now. And I think to Seth's point, like, Dalton Schultz does some things well. Like, if Nick Caley is as creative and adaptable as he says he is, Dalton Schultz should have a role on this team somewhere.
If you limit yourself to only guys who perfectly fit your scheme and everything you want to do, you're going to end up with a football team full of 12 guys total. You got to take what guys can and cannot do. And then, as both D'Amico, but especially Nick Caley said yesterday, your scheme becomes what your players are suited to running. Yeah. And yeah, there's going to be certain things that Caley's going to want to do that Schultz probably can't do. Like we pointed out before, I think he's usually, when he's not, maybe it was his injuries this year that were bothering him more than anything. Like he's at times a willing blocker. He's just not that good at it.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'd be surprised if Dalton Schultz is out of here. I think it doesn't mean now they might, you know, very much be ready to move on from him when a better option comes along.
True.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Here's Nick Caley on Texans All Access yesterday on the importance of being adaptable as a play caller.
It's important. I think you got to be able to adapt, and I think it gives you versatility. It's not just throwing fastballs. You got a changeup, you got a curveball, you got a slider, and you do that with different types of players. You do that with different personnel groupings. It could be, multiple types of 12 personnel groupings utilizing different players, or heavier personnel 13, or it's 11, and 21, et cetera, whatever it is. But I think you can do a lot of different things and, present present some issues defensively, obviously, too.
Yeah, and at one point, John Harris said, "You love that 13 personnel, don't you?"
Yeah.
Which is three tight ends. And Kaylee kind of laughed about it. But, yeah, if you're a tight ends coach, that's what you like. If you can, and there's a place for that. But you got to have three guys that are capable at doing what you're asking them to do.
Yeah.
And to go back to some of the discussion about the offensive line, There were times last year where you weren't getting the best out of the offensive linemen individually, partly because it was very clear that the offensive linemen didn't know what the hell they were supposed to be doing. And that's something that always, in my mind, goes back to the offensive coordinator, because you're either asking them to do something that's too difficult or too hard to adjust to in the moment, or you're just not doing a good job of teaching it during the week. Because there aren't any offensive linemen out there that I think are just genuinely dumb dudes. There's guys that at times did dumb things, but when it's a smart guy doing dumb things, I tend to put that back on the coaching.
Yep, for sure. Text message, Jim Adler, Texas Hammer text line. I'm cautiously optimistic about Brevin Jordan returning. Let me point out, I don't know if that means that the listener is optimistic about Brevin Jordan coming back or being back with his team. Brevin Jordan is returning. So if you're optimistic about him re-signing with the Texans, he's already re-signed. He signed an extension during the season, so he is coming back. I am cautiously optimistic about Brevin Jordan next year being a part of this offense. Nick Caley sounds like a coach who may find some ways to unlock some things with Brevin. But hell, Bobby Slowick was a coach that found some ways to unlock some things with Brevin Jordan once he built some chemistry with CJ that rookie year,
Yeah. And Brevin Jordan's a guy that, like, he's not a big guy. And I think because he's muscular, people don't realize sometimes that he's
short
on the smaller side of tight ends. So I think there is you can get better blocking out of him, because I think he's willing. It's just like he's got to be that scrappy, get up underneath your shoulder pads type of guy. And we've had examples of that. So some of that could be just in really drilling the technique down and really setting the expectations.
Fundamentals.
For him.
Fundamentals.
Right. He's not going to be Gronkowski.
Right.
But again, nobody's going to be Gronkowski. But I think there's more in him as a blocker than maybe I originally gave him credit for.
And maybe the former tight ends coach who preaches fundamentals unlocks that part of Brevin Jordan a little bit too.
Yeah.
Makes him a guy that can be on the field more than just you know, obvious passing situations or as a hybrid, you know, fullback tight end.
A beefy slot.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. final segment coming up. Is this team willingly right now, not the Texans, is this team, we'll tell you who it is, are they willingly turning themselves into the 2021 Houston Texans? It was not a good year, if you recall. We'll tell you which team it is coming up next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.